For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. My guest today is Cameron McGill, a writer and musician from Champaign, Illinois, whose debut book of poetry, Meridians, will be published February 1st by Spokane-based Willow Springs Books. McGill teaches in the English department at Washington State University, and he joins me now from the studios of Northwest Public Broadcasting on the WSU campus. Cameron, congrats on your new book, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So I want to talk first about the structure of your collection, Meridians. Throughout the book, you have alternating poems with more traditional titles like Moonflower or After Work, alternated with poems whose titles are latitude and longitude coordinates, which from some Google Map Googling, I find are sort of locations that may have been important to your life or your personal history. So tell me about that idea as an organizing structure for this book.
Yeah. So the poems that came about as I call them meridians, I guess I started calling them meridians since the title of the book, but I was thinking about the places that I had been writing about that were in the poems, and then thinking about place as its own sense of influence upon me and upon the emotive experience of the poem. So I saw the meridians as a way to kind of, I guess, maybe anchor myself in place. And many of them have the same title, the same coordinate, but it took maybe several attempts at that single place to maybe get the full picture of the emotional coordinate that is part of the experience of things, the memories that happen there. So I saw them as kind of a cumulative kind of approach to a single place.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. Place is obviously really important in these poems, and particularly, areas around Chicago and the shores of Lake Michigan. So, well, let's hear one of those poems that is titled with the coordinates of a particular location.
Sure. The title of this one, and this is one of the Chicago ones, the title is 41.9740 degrees north, 87.6782 degrees west. I'm less the buildings I used to live in, and more the strangers passing in their windows. The woman dancing with her baby, holding him high. A man carrying laundry to the bedroom with a beer. I return your shadow to where I found it in me, beside chimneys on Damon Avenue, in an alley piling breath into January. I live in too much silence. There needs to be someone in the car, the room, the bed. The world, in its heartbreak of mastery, wants me undone. To come here knowing nothing should want to speak, except the wind and frost on the grass in shadows of trees on Winnemac. This all starts to sound the same. The city, the block, my assurances, the deficits they make of memory. Yesterday, I met the woman I'd lived with for years, my remembering a bath, her knees, islands in the cooling water. I'm afraid describing things ruins them. That's not true. It was me who asked what the body wanted and didn't listen for the answer.
That was my guest Cameron McGill reading a poem from his new chapbook, Meridians, which has just been published by Willow Springs Books. So, in addition to obviously dealing really specifically with place, these poems are preoccupied with memory and the intersection of memory and place. So maybe talk a little bit about how those two things intersect in your work, the idea of a particular place and a particular memory.
You know, it's what's so strange about when you think about, like, well, what's going to be in your first book of poems? Well, your whole life really is available to you up to that point, right? You know, it's just like you have your whole life to make your first album. Yeah. You have your whole life to write your first book. It's almost impossible to pin down the fact that, like, at this point you're trying to capture what it is you think has made you a person that hopefully you like and you can live with, you know. And how do you engage with the memories which over the years you've had different relationships with? As a kid, as a young adult, and now as someone who's 43, you know, you think of these things in a different way. And so part of the idea of place was that clearly there's places that have greatly influenced my writing of the image, things that are kind of burned in my memory because of things that happened there, but also because of the way certain things looked or certain people. And that idea of family, the family you have, and the family you choose and all these things. I think that conversation became interesting to me as memory as corrective. This idea of trying to kind of drag these memories from the past and remap them a bit with the different ways that I think about them now. And maybe in doing those multiple attempts, I would get closer to whatever the real emotional core of those things that means to me now.
Yeah. I love this idea that you said of multiple attempts, because that was something that really struck me in reading the collection, was how you return to themes and even particular images. So it's not just that there are recurring characters of family or relationships, but often similar or rhyming images within poems that refer to the same place or the same person. So I'm thinking of, like, you know, your father's in here several times, but not just your father. It's like your father's cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Or you have the lake, and you have images of the sun coming up or the sun coming down over the lake in several poems. And so there's this return to those similar locations and feelings and images. So let's hear one more poem, and maybe one that, you know, has one of those recurring characters or images that you can think of.
Sure. This is another meridian, 40.1164 degrees north, 88.2434 degrees west. I think of youth as one long summer, incorrectly. Mornings the gray of a horse's pink tongue. Farmers calling in the corn from Thomasboro, surrounded by harvests, tall as men, gaunting doorways of train stations, sunburnt and matchless at Logan and Water. I've grown away from you, slowly like a fingernail. Where is my sister in her torrential blonde, running skinny in the yard with the neighbor boy who'd later hang himself? How I didn't try to love him. Who, torpedoed by sadness and psychiatry, chased me home, yelling all his mind at the street. The decrepit limousine our lives had been. Here is a promise, the length of my body, that you will take me like a silo of smoke, leaving the cigarette in my father's hand. The dreams I had, forgive me. When spring's tornadoes came, we raced with paper to the basement and drew them.
My guest has been Cameron McGill, author of the new collection of poetry, Meridians, out February 1st by Spokane-based press Willow Springs Books. He'll be hosting a book release and reading with the poet Michael McGriff on Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m., at Book People in Moscow, Idaho. Cameron, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.